Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If I needed a defensive tackle, I'm willing to take Kenneth Grant pretty much as high as I need him.
Backs up on first down, his pressure, and slung down at the 5. The pass rush gets home. That's big Kenneth Grant.
It's Mike Shope.
I think the Bills can beef up this defense literally up front with a defensive lineman and Kenneth Grant or Tyreek Williams. Get somebody that can help get you off the field as a pass rusher, and then get a coverage safety that can take away the football on the back end, and this defense would be ready to go to war with those three guys.
Klubnik lets it go deep, and it is intercepted by the All-American Malachi Starks.
And the Bulldog.
They don't have a number one wide receiver. I wonder if they'll be aggressive in the draft.
Cook pumps, throws, Burton in space. That's where you want him to get the football.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Oh, we buried the lead. We buried Burden. Kenneth Grant, Malachi Starks, Luther Burden. Three of, you know, many ideas for the Bills in the draft next Thursday night. Round one, pick 30. Bulldog insisted that this be on the party level.
Right, so we got these...
maracas? Castanets. I don't know the difference. Are they maracas or castanets?
If one of them is infant-sized normally, then that's what I have. Because these are like toddler-sized maracas if they're maracas.
I think they're maracas.
I think.
Castanets, I think, are you do this.
Yeah. I think they. I think that's right. Yeah, I think I had some maracas, human-sized, adult-sized ones.
Did you
for the big finale of the Petty Show the second time around? I'm never going to do that again.
Petty Show.
I needed. So I was.
Where you get your nails? You get your toenails painted?
Yeah. Big finale. Everybody's on the stage. I'm not singing. I don't have a guitar. I'm just there to sort of be because I was a part of the show. And I saw maracas lying on the drum riser, so I grabbed them. And I realized it's not good for someone who's perilously close to having, well, at least very questionable rhythm. Because I felt myself going, like, I'm not in the beat of the song. I wish I hadn't picked these up. And now if I put them down, it's going to look conspicuous.
You were so, like Bill Gates and Steve Ballmer
in
that
little,
one clip.
A little bit. Like Christopher Russo on stage singing a Springsteen song. That's maybe a little bit of that.
That bad?
I'm very comfortable on stage with a guitar strapped on me up there without the guitar. I don't know what to do with my hands.
Joining us now, also someone very comfortable on a stage. Sal Capaccio joins us as we kick off today's pre-draft special live on YouTube, presented by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. Sal's had some time off. You're back here. You had extra point this morning. You feel like with a week to go, you got a handle on what we're, what we should be expecting next Thursday night.
Yeah, I do. I think from your perspective, and I think, where I've kind of landed as well. And I also want to say, obviously, Bulldog, we know that Mike really wasn't in band class much in school because he didn't know that that's clearly those are maracas. Castanets are more like have like a spoon shape, you know what I mean?
And
put them together there. So.
Right.
Like, I was pretty sure.
Yeah, they're like little symbols, right? Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. You know, I spent 8 years in that band, Sal, before you just get carried away with.
I was hesitant to call these maracas because I didn't know if the miniature version of maracas had a different name. Because these are tiny.
What'd you play, Mike?
Tuba.
What'd you play? All right. I love it. Respect it.
All the cool kids play the tuba.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry.
Not even one. Not a single one. But
I can see you guys today, and I can see a little bit of the bullpen. Had some chatting with them, but it's nice to be here to see you guys, and good to be back on with you as well.
Yeah, well, welcome back. We're glad to have you back. And thank you for a day and a half worth of content before you left. Because last week, the last thing you said to me before it was I was already saying goodbye to you. I was about to read the outlet liquor sponsor, and you said, "Hang on, before I go, I just want to say this." And it was I don't remember if it was stunned or very surprised or just surprised, but pertaining to the Bills' first three picks, the one and then the two twos, you felt pretty strongly that they would use them all on defense, and I talked about that for almost 2 days.
I still do, by the way. I'm pretty confident in that. Now, obviously, there are little like some ways that you can go a little different way, little butts along the way, right? If you will. So, the way I look at it is, if they stay where they are for the three picks or generally close to those spots, I think it's all defense. I would be surprised at this point if it's any offense at all. Sorry, Mike. I just don't think that Luther Burden is in the cards for the Buffalo Bills. I don't think they're drafting a wide receiver. To me, that's the way they look at it. Again, everything I present to you is kind of I think the Bills view everything, not necessarily what I would do if I was Brandon Bean. But I think the Bills, you know, they just had a quarterback win NFL MVP, given the receivers and the pass catchers they have. They scored 30 points a game. They have far bigger issues to address, and I don't think they would view that as smart asset management. So that's why I don't see anything on the offensive side, on top of the fact that they have everybody returning on offense, and the only one person they don't or spot they don't, they already signed a guy, and that's at that position, Joshua Palmer. So defensively is a little bit different. I think it's two defensive linemen in a corner by the time they get out of the first 2 days.
One quick thing, I've been pointing this out for weeks now, they lost two guys at receiver, and one of them was on the field all the time in Mac Collins and Cooper, and I think Palmer, to me, sort of, I don't know how the Bills view him, but I feel like he's sort of in between those two. I think he's certainly never been, and I'd be very surprised if he ascended to the level we expected Cooper to be at when he got here. It never really came through, but his resume was, I'm a number one receiver, right? Palmer is not that. So he's a step back from that, nor is he exclusively like, I'm special teams guy, I'm going to be your gunner, and I'm going to do all the dirty work for you. So that's what Hollins was. So like Palmer is somewhere in between those two, but I still had two guys leave and only one come in so far. So I think that creates at least some, it depends on what level you think that need rises to, but they're down a guy from last year.
Yeah, now look, obviously, position-wise, they did add Laviska Shenault, but I agree with you, you can't really count him as a wide receiver. He's really a kick returner is what he's here for and he's going to do for them. I think you have to account for the natural progression, though, for players like Tyrell Shavers, right? Which is, could he step into another role? There's a guy that we really liked last year. He was right on that cusp of making the team, and a lot of us thought he would. He didn't make it. Is he ready to step into a role that a Mac Collins provided you last year? I think you have to account for the fact that Curtis Samuel just didn't play as much as they thought he would last year. And even Dalton Kincaid, I know different position, but as a pass catcher. So I think attrition plays some role in this, which is sometimes those things are going to happen where it's not just a one-for-one or a one-for-two or two-for-one or two-for-two swap. You also have to look at what's on your roster. Jalen Virgil played last year. He was actually signed to the active roster. He was a guy that they used on special teams as a gunner. So I think they probably have in their mind that those guys can contribute and fill in some of those little gaps along the way that a guy like Mac Collins, as much as I will tell you, the Bills, they would have liked to have Mac Collins back. I mean, we know that. They said that. But do they have to replace him specifically with a player exactly like him? I'm not sure. I think that they have kind of a lot of different ways that they could look at that.
It's always two different things with the draft. It's what you think they will do and what you think they should do. I do think there's room for the argument that, well, even with how successful they were offensively last year, that a guy who's just way on a higher level talent-wise than these guys who were on the practice squad would be, would make sense. But they obviously do, and you're talking about instead what you think they'll do, and it does make sense. I mean, they do have holes on defense, and I think, Sal, is this not correct as well? If you needed defensive line, even edge and corner, and you're picking 30, 56, 62, you probably like how this particular draft lays out.
Yes, and I want to go back to that first discussion momentarily, because I agree, and as Bulldog's laying out correctly, they will add. I just don't think they'll do it in the first 2 days at wide receiver, okay, because of what you said, Bulldog, right? Which is, you still have to add to that position. Typically, they bring like 13 wide receivers to camp.
Right.
Right. I mean, you're going to be drafting more players, and I do agree the numbers add up to, they're going to add, and I think they specifically add a speed guy at wide receiver, but I don't think that comes until day number three. Look at the guys they brought in on visits. Really, guys have a common trait.
Six receivers, and yeah, most of them look like Saturday picks.
And most of them look like speed guys, right? Guys that can have the ability to get down the field.
I might have exaggerated most of them, but I think certainly a few of them look like Saturday picks.
I mean, if I may interject here, though, the odds of a Saturday receiver making an impact for you are long. However, the Bills have had two. Davis and Shakir were both that. Right. So I guess you couldn't fault them for thinking they might get value there. But most of the, like, if you look at last year, for one, most of those guys on Saturday, forget it. Like Troy Franklin took all year, made one play. That's pretty normal.
It's amazing. Yeah, I mean, you think about where we were on Troy Franklin and I was early in the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The draft process, thought that was a great fit for the Bills. It just, you know, it's not as easy to just walk in and play. And that's why I think receiver is a spot where, who's he playing over? Are you putting him over Keon Coleman? No, I don't even, you're not putting him over Joshua Palmer given the contract you gave him, and maybe not even Curtis Samuel. But that is different for the other two positions you asked about, Mike, which is they have a spot for a defensive tackle to play right away. Right now, on the roster, are really only three guys that I would say are locks to be on the 53. Ed Oliver, Daquan Jones, and Dwayne Carter. Now, of course, Larry Ogunjobi, but He's not going to be on the 53. He's going to be on a suspended list once the season starts. That's your fourth. The other two guys are Zion Logue and Branson Dean. So, yeah, I think that's a spot where you need to bring a guy, and he's got to play for you right away. You can put him in. And on top of that, it's a draft that has those types of guys that are not only going to be available to you at 30, but even a little bit more so into the second and third round.
That really depends. From talking to a number of experts, including Chris Trapasso, who's with us every Wednesday, Sal, as you know, they're like, what are you shopping for exactly, right? Like, Kenneth Grant has been mocked to the Bills a lot, so has Walter Nolan. To me, those are very different ideas.
Yes.
Grant might develop into a player eventually. I think part of the reason some people like him so much, including Chris, is that he's so young, 21, and he's definitely going to fill the big guy next to Ed Oliver role, but could develop into someone who can get to the quarterback the way Walter Nolan may right out of the wrapper. But Walter Nolan is not as stout, not as wide a body, not as much of a space eater as Grant. So do you, what are you looking for? Right, what do the Bills want to do? Do they want, because Philadelphia, if you're looking at the model from the Super Bowl, like, that was all about pass pressure. They didn't give a crap about run defense. It was just getting to Mahomes and disrupting Mahomes. You can get a big guy on Saturday to plug next to Ed Oliver to eat up blockers and keep them off your linebackers if that's what you want. But if you want more than that, you probably have to act on Thursday.
Agreed, and that's why I think Thursday is a day where they're going to try to do that. Now, independent of trading, right? I think you get to 30 and you look at the board and say, could you see them moving down? Sure. There are a couple guys that I really do like for the Bills that I think that they would like, I should say. Derek Harmon fits this for me. I think Derek Harmon could be a guy that come in. He could make an impact right away. I don't think he'll be there at 30. A lot of the mocks I've seen, the simulations, I've done a few mocks with people. He's going a little bit before the Bills. Now, is that a player? We've seen the Bills do this the last few years, right? Which is, get to a certain spot, you got to maybe give up, like you said, a fourth, a fifth rounder, move up a couple of spots. Maybe you do it. Kyer Elam, Dalton Kincaid, do they like him that much to do something like that? I think Tyleek Williams checks these boxes. 6'3", 327. And the box I'm talking about is where he actually fits on the defensive line. They need a one technique, guys. Okay, so in case fans are unfamiliar, that's the guy closest to the center, like more like a nose tackle. They need a guy that's really more in the middle between. It's really play a shade on the guard, but that allows Ed Oliver to be a little bit more disruptive from his three technique spot. They have Daquan Jones. I think they like Daquan Jones. I think they want an upgrade from Daquan Jones, given his age, his injury history, his contract, everything. I think that's where you want to go. So your Bulldog, you're right that depending on what guys are there, they're totally different ideas. Do you want a, you know, athletic, you know, smaller, undersized, more three technique? I don't think the Bills do. How many times have they said they have to get bigger and stronger?
Right.
To me, that points to you need more of a one technique.
Sal Capaccio with us, our annual pre-draft special on WGR. You can literally see Sal talking to us on YouTube and on Twitch, for the next few minutes. What's position four? So wide receiver, for as much time as we give it, the betting odds are literally 15-1 that's the first position the Bills draft. Like, it's not likely. Nobody's considering it, you know, too seriously. What's next? I don't know, by the way. Like, what's a dark horse pick for you, you know, and some sort of a prominent pick. Maybe first round isn't going to happen, but what's the next position on the pecking order?
Good question. It's a position that I have said very steadfastly that I do not believe they are going to target early, but I absolutely think they're going to take one, and that's safety. I think safety is a spot here. Again, let's go to the history. We've talked about this before where the Bills, the way they operate under this regime, they don't just go get young safeties to plug right into their system and play from day one. Cole Bishop's as close as it got last year, and maybe he wins that job out of camp if he doesn't get hurt. I still have my reservations about that. I don't think he does necessarily, but look what they did. They still went with the experience of DeMar Hamlin. What are they? Oh, Cam Lewis is right there. They have guys like Dean Marlowe they've brought back in several times. Kurt Coleman back in the day with Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer. Even Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer were four-year veterans when they signed with the Buffalo Bills. It's just not a position they typically like to get a young player to put in. And what does the roster already look like? It's not like you're devoid there. They just drafted a second rounder in Cole Bishop last year. I think they have big plans for him. They want him to win that job, but certainly not certain. And then, of course, Taylor Rapp, who the Bills have definitely, they've said he needs to stay healthy. Sean McDermott said Taylor Rapp needs to stay healthy. But let me just direct everybody to what Sean McDermott said about Taylor Rapp back at the owners' meetings. I mean, if you listen to him, you get an idea of how much they value Taylor Rapp. He said, basically, Taylor Rapp, for what he does on the back end, he is the Terrell Bernard of the linebackers. He sets the defense on the back end. He understands everything about what they want to do. So do I think they'll draft a safety? Yes. Do I think they could use another safety? Yes. I just don't think it's going to come in the form of the pick number 30.
Do you think a running back is likely at some point, and if they drafted one, would that, depending on when, I guess, be a sign for you about where they think they're at with Cook? I would draft one anyway somewhere because there's so many good ones and it shouldn't be expensive. Bulldog has said if he'd only do it if they might think they're in a bad place with Cook. What do you think?
I think this is an all or nothing question. I think they either take one and you know, okay, there's something going on here. That's got to be within the first four rounds most likely, right? Where you're like, okay, if they do that, guys, I think we have a lot of questions on Friday morning about where things are going with James Cook.
Even fourth round.
Yeah, okay. For sure. I mean, okay. Ray Davis was a fourth round pick and he played. I mean, like, that's a guy that's playing for you.
Yeah.
You take a fourth round pick, you look at what Ty Johnson did. I think nobody thinks Ty Johnson's not making this team next year. I mean, where do you put the guy? He's making your team as a fourth rounder. Is he just pushing out Ray Davis? I can't see that happening. And how many guys actually are you going to keep at that position? You get to fifth, sixth round. I think that's when you go to, hey, let's just at least make sure we have a little bit of the cupboard stocked here because there are some good players, and maybe he beats out Darrington Evans. We can put him on the practice right. squad. You can get a fifth or sixth
we
round
guy. We get a camp injury,
squad.
Whatever, sure.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I mean, right now, I take a look at it. They brought five running backs to camp last year. Five. They are the exact five running backs they currently have on the roster. James Cook, Ty Johnson, Ray Davis, Frank Gore Jr., and Darrington Evans. So we know this. We know they are comfortable with five, and we know they are comfortable with these specific five. So anything you add to it, I think we can get a clue about what they think based on where they draft them.
Do you have any sense at all about the Cook thing since Bean spoke at the owners' meetings, or was at the combine, wherever it was that he spoke
Both.
About it? Said that you Both. Know the you know we're on to the draft. Like, would you just expect Cook to just fold here and come in and play out the year? Because that's kind of what I'm expecting at this point.
I think eventually, yes, Bulldog. I think before that happens, we probably don't see him. Like, I'd be surprised if he's there next Monday. Maybe. Next Monday, they bring in off-season workouts. They're voluntary, but that's when they do all their conditioning. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen's going to be there. I know that because we're scheduled to talk to Josh Allen on Tuesday at media. You know, there's going to be some media available to us. We're not going to be able to watch the workouts, but they'll be showing some B-roll and, you know, giving us some videos, mm-hmm. and we're going to look, and I'm going to go, where's James Cook? Where's James Cook? I'd be surprised if I saw James Cook. If I did, that's a great sign and a sign of faith that maybe something's getting done, or he's just going to do what you just said and just say fold or however you want to put it. I think that there are going to be some questions along the way here, but at the end of the day, when it gets to time to play football in September, I think James Cook has really got no other choice. He's under contract for another year, and unless he really wants to, you know, drag this out and take the financial penalties, you know, I just don't think the Bills are moving much off of what mm-hmm. they believe their value is for James Cook. I also think it comes down to the agent and what he, you know, the advice he gives him, right? I think a lot is made about Cook, but he's got representatives who have a say in this.
Sal, welcome back, and thank you for being a part of our pre-draft special.
You're welcome, guys. It's good to be back.
All right, there's Sal, brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Buffalo, the Honda you want is now in stock at your local Upstate Honda dealer. Now is the perfect time to drive in the moment with our road trip ready Honda vehicles. When you're driving a Honda, you're driving the brand name Kelley Blue Books KBB.com best value brand for 2024. So bring on the weekend getaways, bring on the far destinations, bring on the memories. Now is the time to buy a Honda for great deals. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. Next up, Jeremy White. On the draft, of course, and the possibility of the Bills moving around and the merits of that idea, whichever direction. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.